Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good morning and good afternoon, wherever you are listening from today. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings and a wonderful day to you, our dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. As I always say, and this is one of my favorite expressions, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are on your phones, on the UFCCM Facebook page, or at ufccm.org. We give honor this morning to God, to our ecumenical patriarch, to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, national UFCCM officials, clergy affiliates, all laity, blessings to you all. And we pray that all is well with each of you and your families. We are so excited to be with you again this month for our April broadcast. And we are super excited as we relish and just rejoice in all that God is doing in the UFCCM and through the UFCCM and its various ministries. Before we go any further, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I've asked Minister Denise Cofield of First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance, the UFCCM Headquarters Church, to give us our opening prayer this morning. Minister Cofield, are you there? Well, we're going to go on. I know that she told me that she had another meeting, but she thought she would be out of that on time for this. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father God, Heavenly Father, Father, we come before you this morning, first of all, bowing our heads in worship and praise to you, Almighty God, who is so faithful, and your mercies are new every morning. Father, we thank you for again awakening us and allowing us to arise to prepare our hearts and our minds to join together on this broadcast this morning so that we may hear your word and be encouraged and inspired to stand fast, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that when we do so, our labor in the Lord is not in vain. We thank you for this UFCCM ministry, for our ecumenical patriarch and everyone associated with this dynamic end-time work. Father, we just thank and praise you for all that you have done. And Father, as we participate in our broadcast today, we ask, Father, a special blessing upon our presenter, Deaconess Vicki, who has not thought it robbery to prepare to address us and to speak to us and to share with us today. Bless her, Lord, and let what she shares be a blessing to each and every one of us, God, because we know that everything that is done to draw us closer to you, and we can never get too close. And Father, we just want you to bless our hearts and encourage our spirits today. We ask you to look on all that are sick, all that are having various issues. Oh, Father God, we know that you're able to do all things and that there is nothing impossible with you. And Father, as we close, as we always say, our goal is not self-promotion and our goal is not to do a good broadcast, but our goal is to do a broadcast that will do some good, that will help someone and even draw someone closer to Christ, or for someone who's not listening, who does not know you, to draw you to them. Father, we leave this in your hands, knowing that you do all things well. In the name of the precious Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our scripture for this morning is a scripture that I have shared so many times, and it's one that I love and that keeps resonating with me, and I just have to keep sharing that scripture. And it is that one verse, three verses, Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And as I think of this verse, I think of us in the UFCCM, how we have our monthly 24-hour prayer in addition to all the other prayer sessions that are going on throughout the ministry, that we're calling upon him and we're praying unto him. And he lets us know in this scripture that he will hear us, he will hearken unto us, and for that we give him praise. And we notice here that Jeremiah is encouraging those people who are in captivity, letting them know that God is with them, has not forgotten them, and will hearken unto them or hear them if they pray, if they call on him and seek him and search him with all their hearts. This scripture is a continued source of encouragement for us as we live in the world today, because in a sense there are some things that we're captivity to, the pandemic and other things that are going on, but God lets us know through this teaching in Jeremiah that he is with us, and as we diligently seek him, he will hearken unto us, and that his thoughts are of peace and to give us an expected end that only he knows, but will result in what is best for us. What a mighty God we worship, praise, and serve. To God be all the glory. Well, as I often remind everyone, these monthly broadcasts are specifically designed to help us to grow spiritually as we share together in listening to messages of hope, messages of encouragement, messages of inspiration to build us up spiritually and to empower us in our daily walk with Christ. Well, we're honored to have as our speaker for today our very own Deaconess Victoria Vicki Kibler, also lovingly referred to as Deaconess Vicki. And Deaconess Vicki comes to us from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. She faithfully serves at the Bread of Life Cathedral of Hope in Fond du Lac, which is in the UFCCM Midwest jurisdiction, under the leadership of our very own Bishop H.D. Haywood and Bishop-elect Beverly DeShazer Haywood, respectively. Deacon Vicki has been a member of Bread of Life for the past 22 years and is an ordained deacon in the UFCCM. She's been a part of the UFCCM from when Bishop Haywood initially brought Bread of Life into the UFCCM, and that has been many, many years ago, and we have such fond memories of our days at Sandy Cove, and I remember seeing Sister Vicki at every one of those sessions with always a beautiful smile on her face and such a loving spirit, and just exuding faithfulness to God. She is a faithful servant of God, and in her church, she works incessantly to do whatever her hands find to do for the upbuilding of the kingdom. Professionally, Deaconess Vicki is a custom project engineer and has worked in engineering in the custom furniture industry for 33 and a half years and has worked at her current company for the past 22 years. She is blessed to be the mother of one daughter, Kristen, and the grandmother of two grandsons, Akeen and Keegan. Also, Deaconess Vicki shared with me her bucket list. And you know what? We probably all ought to have a bucket list, and you may have one already, but hers is to ride down the Grand Canyon on a mule, spend the night at the bottom of the canyon, and ride back up the next day. What an ambitious goal. She has expressed her gratitude to God, knowing that he has her back through everything, no matter what it may look like. Her favorite quote is, "Attitude is 10% what you get and 90% of what you do with what you get." Her favorite scripture is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Thank God for the newness that we have in Christ. So we're so honored and delighted to have Deaconess Vicki as our speaker today. And she will be speaking on the topic, "This Path I'm On." And her prayer is that it will help someone get closer to God in their own relationship with Jesus Christ. So we're eager to hear what God has in store for us today to speak to our hearts. So without further preliminary, we bring to your hearing Deaconess Vicki Kibler. Bless you, Deaconess.
Hello, God bless. Thank you. Thank you, Teacher Tyndall, for that lovely introduction. And I think sometimes we all feel a little bit unworthy. We all feel a little bit lacking. But God always provides what we will need in any task that he puts before us. So when she asked me if I would speak, my immediate response was yes. And then my lovely Bishop Haywood sent me a text. "Did you see the message from Margaret?" I said, "Yes, Bishop, I've already responded." And he laughingly sent back, "Oh, look, you've already responded." So, it's nice to be invited. First, I want to give honor to God and his son, Jesus Christ, to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Tyndall, and Mother Bishop Tyndall, to all the clergy of the UFCCM, to Teacher Tyndall and all the others within the reach of the UFCCM, and to my Bishop H.D. Haywood and Bishop-elect, lovingly called Pastor Bev Steele. We know who she is. And all the clergy in my home church. Thank you for inviting me to speak. I always learn from having to gather my thoughts for things like this. It's funny how sometimes you don't recognize how you feel about something until you have to put it in your own words. My little scripture today that kind of talks about the path is coming from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So again, as my title was revealed, the path I'm on, I've got a lot of scattered notes, a lot of things that I thought I was going to be talking about, a lot of things that that I am ready to share. And I am an open book because I believe that that helps others if they're in similar situations or if they don't know how to react to something or how to where to find the answers. You know, sharing your own experiences can help someone else, and I believe that's really important. That's part of why we go through the things that we go through. So I'm going to start out with some of the things I had written down. You know how you plan for a trip. You pack your necessities. You plan for food, for rest, for sights to see. In the old days, I had an atlas, a roadmap. Then I used to study for the study the best route, figure out where to go, where to stop. You still get there, but wrong turns happen, roads get changed, but your destination does not. I compare this to the way I used to live. I thought I was in control.
Yes. We have had a technical glitch, and Bishop Haywood is frantically working to try to correct it. We have gotten messages from people all over texting and calling saying they can't hear. So we have missed maybe the last 5 minutes or so of your presentation, and I am so sorry. I think we're good now. I think the sound is back. So would you mind briefly
reiterate. So why don't we do this? So yeah. Teacher Tendo, I tell you what, why don't we do this real quick? Just, you know, just for fun. Why don't we just do this? Live,
yes.
And we are back.
Yes, thank you, Bishop Haywood. Yes, thank you. So, Deaconess Vicki, if you would mind briefly recapping what the points that we missed and then proceeding, I think we should be good for now.
Okay. All right. Goodness. I'm not sure exactly where to pick up, but I guess I'll start at the beginning of this path that I'm on. If everyone didn't hear the scripture that I'm referencing, it's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I was saying that, you know how when you plan for a trip, like in the old days, and I have that in quote, I used to have an atlas or a roadmap, and I used to study the best route, figure out where to go, where to stop. You still got there. Wrong turns happened. Roads changed, but your destination did not. I compared this to the way I used to live. I thought I was in control, at least most of the time. Well, now we have GPS. It's ready to calculate for us, to find the path for us. We still have the opportunities to choose other ways, but the most direct path and instruction is available to us. The Bible is kind of like our GPS. It has clear instructions and advice on what to do, what to avoid, and how we can get to know him better. Let's get better about navigating this path we're on. I have a lot of things written down to talk about today, and I'm going to leave it up to God what I do with this time. I just ask that he place in me the things that he wants me to share. Start out with my message. It says, I'm a caretaker at heart. I will give until it hurts to see to someone else's needs before my own. The really awesome thing about that is that when I'm generous, I am blessed in return, and it doesn't always mean financially. I've had to learn the hard way sometimes that not everybody is for me to help. I can remember one time somebody wanting $60 from me. Can you wire it? Can you wire it? Can you wire it? You know how much trouble I went through? I didn't have enough cash on me, so I had to go to the bank. I didn't have additional money because I had never done Western Union before, so I didn't understand that there was fees involved. You know, all these other things that you learn, and I kept persisting. Then when I got there and had the money, then the machine wasn't working. You know, all this time, you know, then I didn't understand it, but now I know that was God trying to tell me, don't give this person the money. Mm-hmm. And I can almost, you know, kind of comically, I can see God kind of throwing his hands in there. Okay, fine. Go ahead then. And then the machines opened up and they did it. And, of course, the person used the money in not the best way, right? So that was lesson one. There was another time where someone was needing money and I left work early, was driving home, and the serpentine belt on my car broke when I was miles out of town. So there's no way I was going to get there in time to give them the money. And guess how much my serpentine belt cost? Exactly the amount that they needed from me. So, again, it was something else I wasn't supposed to do. There were many that took advantage of my kindness and my generosity, and I learned to listen better and recognize the voice of God. And I wait now until he leads me to be generous with my finances. Because there are so many other ways to show compassion and love that don't have to deal with money. I'm a good listener. I'm an excellent hugger. Just ask anyone. I've been told that that is my ministry. I can pray for someone, direct them to other institutions or places that are better equipped to deal with the monetary help. We can invite them to church. There's so many things out there. Invite them to dinner. Just be a friend. I will be the first to tell you that I don't have it all together. I really don't. however, I know that as I continue to grow in my walk and my relationship with God and Jesus, that I get better every day. I'm going to share a little bit of how I became who I was and why I'm grateful to be more steadfast and unmovable in my walk. I am going to share how I have seen God move in my life time and time again. He doesn't change, and for that I am truly grateful. He is a steadfast and unmovable source of strength and guidance and peace and joy and love and correction. We can't forget about the correction part because that's how we learn and that's how we grow. First point that I wanted to share is that it was not easy to be a single mother. At first, I think I thought I was doing everything on my own. I know better now. We always had food and shelter. I had a job, excellent child care. I really wasn't in a relationship with God then. I was aware of him, but being raised Catholic, there wasn't a good understanding about relationship. And I remember asking my mother one time why we did a certain thing at the church. And she says, well, I don't know. They just always told us to do it. So this is why I really and truly appreciate the church that I belong to now and being part of the UFCCM, because we are taught to read and explore and learn and take the word for ourselves, not just do what some person says that that's the rules. You know, we're finding the relationship, we're building that relationship with God ourselves. And, you know, we've got people we can reach out to if we don't understand something, but this is the beauty of this relationship. God helped me find him when Kristen, my daughter, was in high school. She met Bishop and Bishop-elect's children, and they invited her to a revival. She came home excited about her experience. It was several days long. I didn't want to discourage her because, you know, we had been in such a dry place for so long. You know, I was sending her to the Catholic elementary schools and stuff, and then she switched over to the public high school, and that's when she met Bishop's children. And I didn't want to discourage her positive experiences by having her mom go with her. Well, I waited finally and I said, you know, could I come along? And she just laughed. She goes, it's a free country, Mom. And that was her reply. And so it began. This was in 2000. I remember going to some of the services. We weren't regulars at first. I had not been going to church for quite a while because I'd had a negative experience with the priest at my church. My grandmother used to say, you know, you need to come back to church. You need to come back to church. And she was always praying for me. So I think this was God's answer, was my finding this church, which was a place where I could learn more. My first recognizable Jesus experience was a popcorn prayer circle with everyone able to speak out what was on their heart. I had never experienced a prayer like this before. I was nervous and I was shy. And I would think of things to add, but wasn't sure if they were important enough, so I stayed silent. God's way of teaching me was when I thought of something but wouldn't say it, he would put it in someone else's ear, and they would say it. He is so good. Soon I was speaking to him on my own. I see God in the people that he's put in my life. I mean, and it isn't just church people, but there are so many people out there, and then I have opportunity to witness to them and share what my relationship is. And sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes you feel like you're out there by yourself, and then as soon as you're brave enough to share, you find out that those people are there too. They just don't tell anybody, you know. So it's an opportunity to learn who's in your office, who's in your friend circle, who's in, you know, it's not just about the church people. It's about people that have relationship or maybe have had a bad experience and they still believe in God, but they don't have anywhere to express that. So it's been a beautiful thing being at my job, finding the other prayer warriors in the office, and then if somebody needs prayer, you know, we're emailing each other back or we're calling and saying, hey, so-and-so needs, and everybody kind of takes care of everybody. So that's part of the people that he's put in my life. And I see him in the many blessings. I see him in the grace and the mercy. I see him in the protection. I see him in what he asks me to do. I also see him and feel him when he corrects me about my choices or my walk. One of the things I wanted to say was when I first was part of Bread of Life, you know, I mean, I was going to movies. I was listening to music. It wasn't probably all perfect. I wasn't so much bothered by curse words or some of those things because it was normal. It was what, you know, we were used to watching. And Pastor Linda Wheeler, who was in our church at the time, her and her husband, we were talking about when the movie Titanic came out, and she said, oh my gosh, yeah, we were in the theater, and then all of a sudden we just walked out, and I'm looking at her really confused, and I'm like, it was a really good movie. I don't understand why you walked out. And then when she explained it to me, you know, about being convicted about the things that you bring into your body, there was a couple of scenes in there that weren't appropriate, which at the time it wasn't a thing that was a conviction to me, but after that conversation, it was amazing to me the things that I switched from, the things that I didn't feel comfortable watching, the things that ruffled my spirit, the things that were no longer okay just because everybody else was doing them. And so I so appreciated that and how God convicts me on things. You know, and it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, I don't want anybody to think that it happens overnight. It's just, you know, little things, and you trim off the edges. You buff off this rough edge. You change the way you think. You change the way you speak. You change the way that you act. And my goal is to be a light for him. I'm not, and I don't get it right every time, but I must tell you that I am accountable. And if I catch myself or he checks me on something that I've done, I will be the first one to reach out and say, hey, I'm so sorry about the way I handled this. You know, this is, you know, was totally out of order, and, you know, and I fixed it. I go back right back to the person. I have a lot of testimonies and things that he's seen me through, and I'm truly blessed. I'm sure if I looked back, I'd be able to share and recognize even more. I am blessed to have so many experiences to share. There have been opportunities to share my stories that help and comfort someone else. When I was struggling as a single mother, I was in a job that had no advancement opportunities. They had started me out at a salary that was decent, but it was a smaller company and things weren't, you know, it was hard. I mean, it literally was paycheck to paycheck. Then all of a sudden I got this call from a recruiter, and with a little persuasion, I went for the interview and I got the job. There was a large pay increase, years of stability, 21, right? Counting, I'm almost done my 22nd year. At the beginning, feeling truly blessed financially. It's the first time because I've always struggled. Side note, the first company didn't last long after I left, so God moved me before it closed. So this was a thing that I saw his hand in quite often, because even though I wasn't looking for another job, he placed this in front of me, gave me an opportunity that advanced me in more ways than just a job title. And then I remember driving from my home in Fond du Lac to where I work in Sheboygan. It's 37 miles one way. There were times when there were near accidents. There were times when things happened, and I know God's hand was on my car one time because there was a guy driving kind of into the sun, and he came out of a driveway, and I felt my car go around as the guy was turning in, and I really didn't have time to react. So I really feel like God's hand was on the roof of my car. He picked it up and moved me around so that I didn't get hit. There was another time where I was delayed getting out of town, and I was feeling very frustrated, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, I just can't get out of here. Why am I hitting all the lights? Why am I whatever? And it was divine delay, because when I got through to leave the city and head out to, you know, to my job, there had been a head-on collision right about the area where I would have been had I left on time. So I still feel like, you know, he's protecting me in ways that I don't even know, and there's probably a lot of ways that I've never even recognized. In 2008, there was a huge flood in my city, and my house was right in the middle of the worst flood area. He turned what could have been all bad into something good. I had lots of help with cleanup. Friends and coworkers helped. Friends and coworkers donated. They cleaned. They got me moved into a different place, and things were pouring, and cash was being donated. I was more than blessed and restored. And this was something I wasn't used to. It was very humbling because I was used to being the one that helped others. So to have all of this come back on me, I mean, I was so thankful and yet so humbled by the whole thing, because it wasn't something that I expected. It was, you know, I knew I could help, but I never expected anything to come back like that to me. Medically in 2018, I was diagnosed with the onset of heart failure. I'm working on my return to health. I've lost 60 pounds and I'm still working on this, but I feel so much better. And I know God's hand was in that, because had I ignored it, had I not taken the steps to make my situation better, who knows what that end is. And I'm not saying that every time we make a decision, it's going to be necessarily the best one. We still don't know when our final day will be, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity. I'm glad that he's not done with me yet. I'm glad that he's putting people and things in my life that help me to see a better way. I'm thankful for this opportunity to get it right, to be better than I was yesterday, to lead by example, and to be a light. God continues to see about me. He makes a way out of what appears to be no way. He blesses me and spoils me in spite of me. He challenges me to do better. He is leading by example in my life, and he has shown me what it means to be a guiding light for others. I try to be the same person no matter where I am. No one should have to look hard to recognize me. What you see is what you get. Lord, I hope I'm doing what you created me for. If not, help me to better understand my purpose. I'm grateful to be chosen, and I'm grateful that I'm choosing to walk this path I'm on with you. That's my story.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yep, that's right.
God bless you, Sister Vicki. I am just overwhelmed. I'm going to ask Bishop Haywood if we can do a quick station break. And everybody, hang on to your seats because we'll be coming right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Deaconess Vicki, thank you so much for sharing your path in such a dynamic, powerful, sincere, and transparent way. I just was sitting here taking so many notes, and before we open it up for callers, I just want to say this. Our bishop, who was my pastor for many, many years, one time said something that I never forgot. And I don't remember the exact words, but the essence of what he was teaching us is to never despair of your struggles and situations. And as you were speaking, Sister Vicki, that what he taught us came to mind. And it led me to write this down, that your lesson, your topic was the path I'm on. But the lesson that I get from what you have shared today as you recounted some of your life experience is that we are to see God and his hand in every step of our path. I noticed that in every situation you mentioned, the negative ones, the ones that weren't so good, you always came to the conclusion and you always shared how God was in it. And I am just so grateful for that. And I just learned so much from listening to you, and I appreciate how transparent you were, because in the main scheme of things, we're in this world, but we're yet human. But the beauty of it is that in our lives, as we go through, we can see and glorify in God and what he is doing. So that's my excited takeaway, and I have a lot more, but I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to ask Bishop Haywood to open up our lines for our callers.
Amen. And remember to press 1. Once you press 1, I will know that you're in the queue, that you have a question, a comment, or a word on the day. So press 1, as Teacher Kendall always says. And, you know, I'm sitting here as well, listening to, like, who is this, you know, woman of God in our midst that is just completely you know, edifying us this, you know, this morning. So, but we do have a couple callers. Look like they're coming in. Press 1, and we'll bring you right in. Caller, you are at 410-938. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. It's Minister White. I just want to say to, is that Deaconess Vicky, that's your name, right?
Yes.
I am so blessed that you shared your path and your journey, because sometimes a lot of us won't talk about our struggles on our way to the destiny or the journey path that God has for us. And I thank you for that, because that will open doors for many others to express and share their struggles and how God brought them forth to go to the next level, to get to the next step in their lives. One thing that sticked out to me, you had said where God had, he was on the road, and if you'd have left out on time, it could have been some type of disaster. And it took me back to when 2 years ago, to a football game in Virginia, and on our way back to Baltimore, we got a flat, and then again another flat. And God had left a message on me, and I was trying to figure out what was going on, that sometimes a delay is not a denial. And sometimes I keep you and protect you from unseen and seen danger. And sometimes we don't get that because we're always in a rush trying to get somewhere, or
right.
We think, oh, we got to be on time. But sometimes when we are late, it's not because we didn't leave out on time. God had allowed me to know it's because I'm protecting you. I am covering you. And sometimes we just got to share. And I thank you so much for sharing your message with us. And I hope that everybody's seen something inside your messages. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister White, for sharing that with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. Amen. Well, callers, we have a lot of folks on the line, but no one is raising their hand at the moment. I don't know if they're still sitting there like, oh, my God. You know, maybe they're still in that place. You know how sometimes we're preaching and nobody's responding and you think they're not with you? You know,
yeah.
So you know, maybe that's what's going on right now. But callers, you are there. And what I may do is, Teacher Tindall, sometimes, you know, folks are not in tune and they don't press it. They don't really know what's going on. We have one that just pressed 1. So press 1 and then we'll know who you are. Caller, you are 920-509. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to thank Deaconess Vicky for that message that she gave. It was like a testimony, and it was a detailed list of things that she went through in her life that brought her to this point. I go to the same church, Bishop and Deacon is Vicky. Bishop is my brother, and I've only known her for a couple of years, and the things that she said, I can vouch for because I know her now. At first, I didn't know her, but now that I do, she's a good friend. She does things in the church that people don't even see, and she don't even tell people the things that she do, the things that she help, things that she buy. You know, so I can vouch that God worked in her life from the first time she met Bishop until this point here, the good and the bad, because I've seen her stand up to Bishop. I've seen Bishop stand up to her. I've seen it all. And I see, you know, she's so quiet. I mean, she's not quiet, but she's quiet. But she don't have a problem standing up to anything if it's right or wrong. So, you know, I like to thank her because she's helped me plenty of times. You know, I've helped her, and the things that she said, you know, I can see it, and I've lived it. I can tell that, you know, that she was sincere about what she was saying, and she was honest. That's the biggest thing. She's telling the truth, and she's honest about her walk with God. And I just want to tell her, thank her for getting on today. I wish I had the courage to do that, but one day I'll grow to that point.
Amen. Well, Brother Hal, we thank you for sharing, and you will be called upon at some point, so get ready.
Oh, my goodness. I should have got on the line.
All right, caller, you are 920-322-5464, and I'm calling the whole number out because of the reason why you have that phone. Go right ahead. Pastor Bev, go right ahead. That's you on that phone.
All right. Blessing, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, we can hear you.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody, or afternoon.
Good morning.
And woke up with a frog in my throat, so. But I was just so blessed, and I want to, you know, just tell Deacon and Vicki that, you know, in my knowing you, and this is such a beautiful person, and I love you, and thank you for sharing on today. And it's a good note and a good message for her to take the time to, you know, sit back and hear God. And a lot of times there's so much turmoil that's in our minds and in our lives that we, it's like even remembering to take time to think on what it is that God is trying to tell us. And I appreciate you and who you are and sharing today and taking the time to share in a personal way. You know, I love you, and again, thank you. God bless.
Love you too, Pastor Bev.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bev. Do we have any other callers, Bishop?
Yes. Caller. Okay, so sorry. Caller, you are at 301-758. Go right ahead. And those of you that have already spoken, please, if you press 1 again when you exit, that'll take you out of the queue because I may call you again because I still see the hands up. But caller, 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elder Hunt, excuse me, from First Church Headquarters Jurisdiction in Baltimore. And I just want to say, Sister Vicki, I thoroughly was blessed by your message, by your testimony, and by the things that you said. And as I was driving home this morning from the grocery store, I heard a minister say that the definition of success is seeing life from God's perspective. And as you were speaking, I thought this woman has found the true meaning of success. Because not only did you give us a testimony, but you taught us a lot of things in what you said. You taught us about self-examination. You taught us about transparency. You taught us about total submission to God and being sold out, waiting for God. And you taught us about the transformational power of God, how he moves and how he changes and takes us to places where we never thought we could go. And I heard all of that as I was listening to you this morning, and I thank God for you. I thank you for that beautiful, beautiful lesson and so many things that we can apply to our own lives. And I thank God because I know who you are, and you are right. What you see is what you get. You are always the same, and it is always a pleasure and a privilege to be in your presence. So I just wanted to thank you for that and encourage you to keep living for God and doing the things he's called you to do and keeping the humble and beautiful spirit that you have. And thank you so much for that teaching today.
Amen.
Caller, you are 980-258. Go right ahead. Area code 980-258. Just let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes. Good afternoon, Bishop. This Mother Bishop and
I really don't feel right now. I'm supposed to know these things.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, we honor you this afternoon, Bishop, and our ecumenical patriarch is right here as well, and we honor our teacher Tyndall, our host, and of course to our speaker, Deaconess Victoria Kibler. We honor you this, I keep saying afternoon because this is Eastern Standard Time, but as we were listening to such a powerful, and I'm going to say message, testimony that you gave us, Bishop and I were just sitting here, and there were smiles on our faces. There were a few chuckles and laughs of glee and excitement. So, but we thank God for this powerful message that you brought to us, and the way you were as transparent, because oftentimes when we go through things, we don't like to be that transparent. We don't like for people to know some of the struggles that we experience. But I thank God for you, Deaconess Kibler, because everything that you said and your kindness and your and we had to laugh because you said that people identify you as a great hugger, and Bishop and I said, indeed so. Deaconess Kibler is a wonderful hugger and a back massager. And we thank God for that, because ever since we've been knowing you, ever since we had the opportunity to just have met you, and that was way back. How long ago has that been, Bishop, when we were there at the church? I guess that was about 17 years ago, 16 years ago. And Fond du Lac, when we first met Bishop Haywood and the beautiful congregation there, and I have to say, in all due honesty, that every time we have met Deaconess Kibler, she has been the same. Mm-hmm. And I liked what she said, what you see is what you get. And that is so important as Christians as we walk the journey, you know, because some people are one way when you see them in church. And then when you see them outside of the bounds of church, it's like, who is this person? This is not the same one. But I thank God because of your life's path that you have recognized early on that God's hand was leading you. When we were children, we used to sing a song, God's hand is leading us. And truly throughout your life, and I know that you have witnessed to that, that the Lord's hand has been leading you in every single facet of your life. And I just want to encourage you, Deaconess Kibler, to keep that same wonderful, gregarious spirit that you have, that you reach out to people beyond yourself, your kindness, and just your hospitality and the true spirit of a woman of God that you exude in just your conversation and your walk. We encourage you and continue to admonish you to walk in that way and to be the light and example to all of those that you encounter. Bishop is sitting right here. You know, sometimes he has a little difficulty hearing everything because of his hearing difficulty, but he's moved extra, extra close to the microphone because I believe he has something that he wants to add to this conversation. God bless you, Bishop.
Good afternoon, everybody, and Mother Bishop has already given honor and made preliminary, so we're just going to get right to the chase. We just want to thank Deaconess Kibler so much for taking the time out to share the experiences that she's had through her life in the discussion or presentation she gave this morning about my path.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one word in those two words that are so important, and that word is mine.
Yes, for sure.
Every one of us have a different path in life, but the good news is that all of us can get on the same journey.
Amen.
Sometimes it's the path that takes you to your journey.
That's right.
And the journey that I'm referring to is when the path leads us to our walk with God.
Thank
Deaconess Kibler, as Mother Bishop said, for her transparency in relating some of the experiences in life that she has been through. I would like to add that when you give a testimony and a presentation of this nature, it helps somebody else who may have not yet gone through something like that, but who may encounter something like that on their journey to glory. And they can listen to what you have said mm-hmm. and be encouraged
yeah.
and uplifted on their journey. We haven't got there yet.
That's right.
And we don't know what we will have to encounter before we get where we want to be. But the important thing is that we have been brought by the pathways of life to the point where God have us on a journey. I was thinking of a scripture I wanted to give to you, if I may, that I think is very encouraging, and that's from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, 4. And this is not the only place in the scripture where you will find references of this nature, but this is important, where the writer of the Apostle Paul says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
Before you knew God, he knew you.
Amen.
And that brings me to a question that I would like to give Bishop, excuse me, Deaconess Kibler, if she would like to expound upon for a moment. When you were going through the various experiences and such in life before the Lord found you and you became a Christian, did you have any idea that those experiences were all a part of God's plan to bring you to saving knowledge in Jesus Christ?
I would like to think that I had some idea, but being that I was raised Catholic, it was just a whole different world. There wasn't that back and forth relationship. There wasn't the understanding of that. So when I look mm-hmm. back on it, I know that all of the things that I went through had purpose. You know, I know that now, and it helps me to maybe understand them a little bit more or put them in that lesson category, because the things that I've gone through, there's other people going through similar things. And even if it isn't in my memory right now, when somebody asks me something or they want a little bit of, you know, for lack of a better word, counsel, they just want somebody to share something with,
yes.
these things are brought back to my remembrance then. And
mm-hmm.
that's why at that 1.2, when I said, when, you know, it's funny how sometimes you don't know how you feel about something until you have to put it into words.
Yeah.
That happens
yeah.
to me quite often when I am, you know, talking to someone or talking with someone about a situation that they're in. And then all of a sudden it's like these aha moments, because I'll say these things
mm-hmm.
and then
yeah.
I'm like, where did that come from? You know, I mean, I know where it comes from, but
yeah.
I didn't know that was in me. I didn't know that that understanding was in me. So I am truly grateful, again, for all the people that he's put in my life, all the people that, you know, that I'm grateful that I'm being used as a blessing to other people. And
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
before we run out of time, I just want to thank everybody that made comments. It touches me to know that some of the things that I shared touched you and to my home church. Y'all, we got each other's back, okay?
Very, very, very good answer, and so true. And the reason I asked that question is because, in a broader sense, to all of us, never look at an individual, regardless of where they are in life, and discard them, because there is always hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter what a
yeah.
person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
is involved in, or the way they're living,
yes.
there is always the possibility that they are among those that have been chosen
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
God before the foundation of the world were laid. We should never judge those that are not saved and say, oh, well, it's not worth taking out any time with them. Never, never, ever have that attitude towards anyone, because somebody that you may consider too far away to get saved may simply be on the path that God has placed them upon to get them on the journey to greatness. And I thank you, Deaconess Kimball, once again, and that Mother Bishop said, we admonish you to keep up the good work. You're such a lovely person, such a sweet, caring personality.
Yes.
And may God continue to bless you as you go forward.
Amen.
Amen. We thank our EP and Mother Bishop for those words and of wisdom and encouragement. Do we have others, Bishop Haywood?
Well, I will say that we have quite a few on the line, and Dignus Vicky, you know, I want to let you know how very godly proud, you know, we are, you know, of you always and what you do, and to let you know that there are quite a few of Bread of Life in, well, I'm assuming it's Bread of Life because it's 920 area codes on here, but I guess they just didn't want to rush the phones. They're just sitting there. So, but in any event, we will give everyone, I guess, Teacher Tindall, if you're asking me to do that, instead we'll give him one last opportunity. If you want to press one and come on with a question, comment, or whatever, and we'll wait, 5 seconds and see if that happens. I don't have the Jeopardy bell, but we'll wait 5 seconds. I can hum it. Do, 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 do. Okay, that's it. No one press one. All right. Teacher Tindall, God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much, Bishop Haywood. And Deaconess Vicky, again, I just thank God for what you shared with us today and all the comments that have been made to let you know and to let our listeners know that there is so much we can learn from one another. And you know, one of the things I've been saying for years is that what we go through is not for us. We just happen to be the one that's experiencing it, but it is for others, that we can share with others what we have been through. Because as Bishop Tindall said, there are people that are going through various things, and if we can share our experience and how God has brought us out, it will be an encouragement to other people. And the other thing that I want to point out, that there's so many things that you said that have triggered me. You talked about how God has had convicted you about certain things that you watch and so forth. And you used a term, an expression that I love. You said he trims the edges and he buffs off those things. And, you know, when you said that, it really touched my spirit, because that is what sanctification is all about. When we are sanctified both instantaneously, but when we go through the process of sanctifying ourselves unto God, he uses that as a chance, an opportunity to buff off, to trim our rough edges, to trim off the things that he is not pleased with, and to buff it and to make it shine and glow for him. And that just blessed my spirit to think of sanctification in that way, and how God brings us in our daily walk to the places that he wants us to be. And I can comment on so much more. I can relate when you talked about not everybody is ours to help. And that's a lesson I've had to try to learn in my own life, because there are those who will take advantage of your generosity. But as you pointed out, there are other ways to be a blessing to people other than money. And so this was such a rich, rich, rich discussion. And I hope that it has stimulated each of us to sit back and think about our path. As Bishop Tindall said, you know, we may have different paths, but we're all headed for the same destination, and that is to be with the Lord. So we thank you again for sharing, and we bless you and wish you Godspeed, and we hope that we will get to see you at our upcoming conference. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. My room. I got my room.
Oh, wow. So I'm looking for some of those hugs and back rubs. Praise God. Well, we thank you so much, Deaconess Vicky, for sharing with us today. And we also want to acknowledge our EP and Mother Bishop and all of our listeners today who joined in with us. And before we go, we just have a few announcements. We want to, again, thank our Ecumenical Patriarch and all of you for supporting this ministry. I want to let you know that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, May the 14th, and our speaker for that broadcast will be Elder Henriette Robinson, who is a UFCCM pastor and teacher from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a powerful teacher and preacher, and we're looking forward to receiving the word and teaching that God will place upon her heart to share with us. We also want to remind you of our 7th anniversary fundraiser. I know that our EP approved us to have this fundraiser during the month of March, and it is now April, and we have received a few donations. I guess I'm a little bit disappointed, but I know that God's in control of this, and it's not for me to be disappointed, because whatever he blesses us with, we know that he will multiply it greatly. But I just want to let you know, if you're so led, or if you it slipped your mind and now you want to bless this ministry, you can still do so by going to the UFCCM website at ufccm.org, and it is set up so that you may, as you are led of the Lord, bless this ministry with a donation. I also want to say that we have an advertisement out in the national newsletter looking for help, someone to that we can mentor to help do the broadcast and to in the future perhaps be a candidate for taking it on. I have not gotten any responses, but guess what? I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep asking until somebody responds, because we are in dire need of assistance as we carry on this work and our other laity training initiatives that we have in place. We want to remind you, keep in mind our annual conference dates, June 22nd through 24th. And I'm telling you all, we have not seen each other in person since 2019. And I am so excited. I can hardly wait to see you all and all of those who will be joining us here in Charlotte for the conference. And if you have not registered, please go to the UFCCM website for information on how you can register there. There's information for getting your hotel rooms. But please, please attend to this as soon as you can, because before we know it, the month of June will be here. Also, on April 23rd, we had scheduled our Laity Network Connections, our quarterly networking laity event, and I'm working with the Bahamas, the Caribbean jurisdiction, to have us experience UFCCM, the Bahamas Connection. And I'm working back and forth with Elder Karen Nixon. Hopefully we will have this in place and set up, and I will keep you apprised of how we're doing, and we'll send out an announcement at the proper time for this event. And finally, I want to remind you of the UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting for this month of April. I know that our EP and Mother Bishop will be sending out information, and I just want to share that every time I see the list, I am so happy and impressed by the number of individuals who are joining in to the 24-hour prayer. So if you're out there listening and you haven't done so, please join in, because this is such a blessing for the UFCCM. And if you want to know more about UFCCM, we invite you to check out the website at ufccm.org. If you have questions about the broadcast or anything that we're doing in the Ministry of Laity Training, please feel free to contact me directly at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would so love to hear from you, to hear your thoughts, to hear your ideas and your expressions.
So this is all that we have for this month of April. And I'm going to, as I normally do, impose upon Bishop Haywood if he would give us our closing prayer.
Amen. Well, praise God. Again, we're so very thankful for what God has done on today in this ministry and all that called in. And if I missed you because at the last minute I looked and saw that there was another hand up, so please, as the old people used to say, charge it, you know, to my head, not to my heart. And now, since I'm in that 60s club, I'll use that too. All right? Okay, well, listen, blessings to each and every one on today. Let us go to the throne of grace. Oh, one other thing, Teacher Tendo, I want to say this. If there is anyone that is having an issue with making the donation through the method to the Lady Outreach broadcast, you know, U.S. Mail still runs. You know, you can still use that. And you can also go to Giblify, you know, as well. But we'll do what we can to make it easier, you know, for you. But just a heads up, with the registration, all you're doing is clicking the buttons. You're not registering per se. That is just the method of giving. And then you can figure it out from there. But please be encouraged to bless this ministry that brings such a richness to us and our spirit each and every time that we're on. Father, we praise you for creating each person differently. Thank you for sending your spirit to guide us unto the path that you have placed and planned for our lives, as our speaker gave to us on today. Lord, we confess the times that we ignore the sacrifice of your son and try to control our own lives the way that we think that we should run it. So, Father God, we ask that you would bless us. And God, as I personalize this in my heart, and each one that personalizes this in my heart, I know that if I am seeking you first in my life and walking in spirit and truth, then you will be there guiding me every step and leading me in the path that is best for me. So Father God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for each and every one. Take us, Lord God, from this place, this space, as we leave, but not from your presence, and bring us back at the appointed time. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name, thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
And God amen. Be with you all till next time.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.